This is SEC Talk.
What is going on, everybody? It's Holden here. Glad to have you guys back as we get prepared for another week of college football. We are getting down to the nitty-gritty. It is rivalry week. It is the last week of the regular season in college football. Crazy to believe that we're finally to this point. Also a little bit sad, too, to be honest with you guys, that we've made it to this point. Where has the season gone? It's come and gone, literally. It is here, and after this weekend, a couple of teams in the SEC are done. A couple of them right on the verge of making it to a playoff, or excuse me, well, playoff game. A couple of teams obviously going to the SEC championship game. That is set. A couple of teams looking and fighting to be in a bowl. And then a few teams that just have no chance. But we're going to get to it. First and foremost, you guys make sure you follow us on Twitter at SEC Talk 20. Would appreciate that. Not on YouTube right now, but you guys go over and check out the YouTube channel as well. If you want to rate and review the show, make sure you give us 5 stars. We will be sure to give you a shout-out if you leave a review on that. Also, if you guys want to support the show, hit that link, and it'll give you a couple options to do so. Now let's get down to it. College football playoff top 25 did drop earlier this week, so I do want to run through it real quick, and then I'll come back to my scores now that I've got all that stuff pulled up from this past week's games. Obviously, you've been here before. You know how this is going to work. We're going to We're going to go through all of last week's games. Then we're going to go through previewing this upcoming week's games. Again, rivalry week that is here. We'll talk about a few of the picks that I did get in last week. And then, again, we'll do the same thing for the picks this week. Look back for our top four and what we thought it was going to be preseason, and look at what we decided to pick for what we thought it's going to be at the end, and a lot of that has obviously shook up since then. But college football playoff ranking, the final one before we get to the end of rivalry week, and then the one that's really going to matter coming up here in a couple of weeks after we get out of conference championship games. That's what we've got to look forward to, but let's run through it because there is a little shakeup in the top five for the first time in a couple of weeks, and it goes like this. Georgia at one, right where they're supposed to be. Number two, Ohio State. Ohio State jumps Alabama and jumps Cincinnati after playing a huge game, or excuse me, jumps Alabama, and I guess at the time what was Oregon at third. So jumps a couple of teams there after a big game last week taking down Michigan State. And then you got Alabama at third, Cincinnati at fourth, the first team in the group of five to make it into the top four in a college football playoff ranking. That is Cincinnati. Michigan at five, Notre Dame at six, Oklahoma State 7, Baylor 8, Ole Miss cracking that top 10. In the 9 spot, Oklahoma at 10, Oregon 11, Michigan State at 12, BYU 13, Wisconsin 14, A&M in the 15 spot, Iowa at 16, Pitt at 17, Wake Forest 18, Utah at 19, NC State at 20, San Diego State at 21, UTSA at 22, Clemson, hello top 25 in the college football playoff ranking this year, at 23rd, Houston at 24, and Arkansas falling down to 25 after a close game against Alabama this past week, which we're going to talk about. I do want to talk about a couple of the other bits of news that did come out from this past week because there is a little bit to do. We're going to talk about this game here in just a minute, and that's the Missouri and Florida game. And for you Florida fans, you may just want to skip past this part, but Dan Mullen, he's gone. And you probably already knew this, but he's out of there. I talked about this last week. If Florida was to lose to Missouri and FSU, I thought it would at least take both of those to get rid of them. But no, they decided after struggling with Samford at the first half, last week, obviously, falling to Georgia and then South Carolina, struggling with Samford, and then you fall to Missouri. That's enough of Dan Mullen. So he's gone. He's out of there. Doesn't even get the opportunity to try to take down Florida State this upcoming week, which I think would have, in the end, just probably been the end of the line anyways, because Florida State hasn't been all that bad this year. Florida hasn't been all that good this year. But nonetheless, it's a big game coming up this weekend. We're going to talk about it here shortly, but let's run through some of these games from this past. Actually, let me do this first. I do want to look back through our top four, who we thought we would be there this past week, or who we thought would be in it a couple of weeks ago. I do have to flip back to that page because it is different than what I've got on my sheet here. Imagine that, right? But what we thought preseason. Preseason, our top four went something like this. Cody had Bama, Clemson, Oklahoma, Notre Dame. Clemson out. Oklahoma out for the foreseeable future. Bama, it comes down to the Georgia-Bama game on December 4th, which we're going to talk about because that is now set in stone. Notre Dame at 4th, not necessarily out of the realm of possibility, but right now, four of Cody's teams, it's questionable, two of which are completely out. We know Oklahoma doesn't really stand a chance even if they were to beat Oklahoma State with them being ranked as low as they are, more than likely not going to find themselves in that top four. a lot, and I mean a lot, has to go wrong for that to happen. Clemson, no chance. No chance being all the way down at 23rd. They're going to be in that. Notre Dame, there is a squeaking chance that crazy things happen and they get up there, and it's going to take Alabama beating Georgia. But either way, I think even if Bama was to beat Georgia on December 4th, you're still going to get Georgia in with Alabama. So that's something to look forward to. Mine look like this. Georgia at 1. Oklahoma at 2. Again, I don't think that's going to happen. Clemson at 3. That's before Clemson fell completely to the wayside as the rest of the season went. Now they, again, have found themselves in the top 25 of the college football playoff poll this season. And it's crazy it took this long for them to get there, but they are here. And then I had either Alabama or Texas A&M in the 4 spot. Right now, that is three of my teams don't look very promising. And that is, it's going to take Bama beating Georgia to be in. A&M, they're out, so we can consider that gone. But possibility that at least two of my teams get in there, but it's going to take Bama beating Georgia. And, again, we'll talk about that. We've got some time. But I did want to look back, if I can find my note that I made a couple of weeks ago that we decided on who we thought would actually be the top four in the end. And I don't know what I did with that sheet. I just don't know what we did. Okay, here we go. I wrote mine down as Georgia, Oregon, Ohio State, and Cincy. Now, Oregon lost this past week, so they're out. Ohio State is still in. Cincinnati, still the chance. So, as far as my final four went from a couple of weeks ago, I think there is still the possibility that happens. Obviously, the Oregon will be out. My prediction right now, and I think I may or may not have said this last week, but I actually think that it's going to be Georgia and Ohio State, in the SEC. Doggone. I'm going to get it right here eventually. I think it's going to be the two of them, Ohio State and Georgia, in the national championship for this season. But we've got time. We've got time before we get there. Now, let's jump into reviewing the Week 12 games from this past week before we get into rivalry week for Week 13. All right, here we go. Looking back at them, looking back at the closer games, the games that didn't necessarily matter quite as much, and that is Charleston Southern and Georgia. That went about the way we thought it would, 56-7. Georgia takes that one. Then you got Texas A&M at home against Prairie View A&M. They did the exact same thing, 52-3. Tennessee State at Mississippi State. Mississippi State handling business, 55-10. Kentucky, New Mexico State, 56-16. Kentucky takes that one. And that is where we're going to hit the pause button. Not the pause button on the I'll go through two more. Tennessee taking care of South Alabama, 60-14, just like we thought. LSU somewhat struggling with LU Monroe, 27-14, but they do pull it off there in the end. Now, let's get down to a couple of games that were much, much tighter than some people anticipated. Let's start it off with Vandy and Ole Miss. Vandy, Ole Miss, this game was tight. This game was a lot tighter than I think most people thought. 10-3 at the end of the first quarter, Ole Miss leading, and then it was 24-9, which is still, to me, was closer than I anticipated at the half. But check this out. Nobody scores in the third quarter. It wasn't until the fourth quarter that both teams started to put points on the board, and Vandy actually outscored Ole Miss by 1 point in the second half. Ole Miss does pull it out, 31-17. But Ole Miss was big favorites, and I thought Ole Miss would roll Vandy in this one, but that one didn't happen. 31-17. Nonetheless, Ole Miss does continue to win. They improved to 9-2 after that. Looking forward to the Egg Bowl next week against Mississippi State to see how things shake out with that. But Vandy, their trail will end with Tennessee next week in the rivalry game, which we're going to talk about that coming up because that will be the end of the season. No bowl chance for them after going 2-9. 0-7, probably going to go 0-8. In the SEC again this season. Very sad to see that. So then let's move down to another one, and that was, let's talk about Auburn-South Carolina. Auburn-South Carolina, two teams. South Carolina's looking to be bowl eligible. Auburn just did get bowl eligible. South Carolina, back-to-back weeks, having a really, really good time after taking down Florida. Guess what they do next? South Carolina decides to take down Auburn. Or excuse me, I guess they had Missouri last week, so I was wrong about that. Missouri did pull that one off in the end, but South Carolina takes down Auburn, another big SEC West foe over there, 21-17. This was a really good game. Obviously, we found out that Bo Nix, broken ankle, will be out for the rest of the season. TJ Finley has to take over quarterback position, obviously, for Auburn. And just, they look firing on all cylinders to start it up. 14-0 at the end of the first quarter, but then all of a sudden, South Carolina comes roaring in the second half to tie it up, 14-all at the half. They get a touchdown in the third quarter when Auburn only gets a field goal. That was it. No more scoring for the rest of the game. South Carolina pulls it out 21-17. South Carolina is all of a sudden on a tear here at the end of the season in the back half, looking really good. They are now bowl eligible after that win against Auburn. Now let's jump down to the game that took Dan Mullen out, and that's Missouri and Florida. Again, this was a 5-6 Florida team, or excuse me, at the time 5-5. Two teams that were 5-5 looking to be bowl eligible. Whoever wins goes to a bowl. Whoever doesn't only has one chance left. And Missouri got their bowl bid with a 24-23 win in overtime. They go for two. They get it. They take down Florida by one point, 24-23 in overtime. Eli Drinkwitz pulling out the old lightsaber there at the end. A little reference back to Dan Mullen wearing the Darth Vader outfit, I think, after beating Georgia the year previous. Crazy, crazy, crazy how the tide has just completely flipped on Florida from last year to this year. Possibly not going to a bowl game. We'll talk about that coming up. But Missouri getting the job done. Congrats up to Missouri on that one, 24-23. And then we get down to one of the games that was much, much closer than I think most of us anticipated. That was Alabama and Arkansas. Alabama, I believe, again, a big favorite coming into this one at the time. Number two ranked Alabama in Bryant-Denny Stadium against 21 ranked Arkansas. And here we go, 3-0. Bama off to a slow start, but nonetheless a start. They got the lead 3-0. Going to the half, though. Alabama puts up three touchdowns, which you would think, okay, Alabama's got 24 points. They're going to put Arkansas away in this one. No, 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 not so fast. Arkansas scores a couple times in the second quarter as well, making it a 24-14, a 10-point game at the half. 10-point game at the half. Coming out of halftime, Alabama coming out on fire yet again, putting up 10 more points, making it 34. Arkansas only scoring a touchdown, but Arkansas put up a couple of touchdowns in the fourth quarter to make this one much, much tighter and to get the scare in Alabama ready. Getting them ready. 42-35. Alabama does pull it off only by a touchdown in the end. Bryce Young, though, have yourself a night. 559 yards, five touchdowns. I don't remember if he set or broke a record there at Alabama. It feels like he does with 559 yards in a game. And it's also kind of crazy that it took 559 yards in a game to beat Arkansas. And it took all of them because you only win by a touchdown. Only ended up winning about a touchdown. Arkansas had a chance at the end, but could not make it happen. Great game. Great game overall. This is the way you want a top 25 matchup to go, but I know Alabama is kind of shaking, wishing that this one wouldn't be quite as close. But if you saw the rant that did come out this Thanksgiving week, which, by the way, happy Thanksgiving, everybody. If you saw the rant that came out from Nick Saban, he is absolutely absurd. Absurd the way that he came off. I'm not going to say he's absurd, but he's... What is the word you're looking for here, Holden? Come on, think about it. I guess he's just real aggravated with the fans. That's the easiest way to put it here. Aggravated with the fans that Alabama's not winning by enough. Not that they were not winning the games, but they're not winning by enough. They should beat Arkansas by 30, and it didn't happen. And just absolutely bashing the fans. Hey, take a win where you get it. I get it. Hey, you're 10-1 at the end of the day. As long as you're winning games, that is all that matters because you are number two team in the country. You are 10-1. If your name is Alabama, that's all that matters. But if your name is something else, like a Clemson, even though they've been winning, it don't matter because you ain't winning them convincingly in the games that you lost earlier in the season hurt, and that's why you're as far down as you are. But that is what it is. It's what it is. We ain't going to dive too deep into it. There's a huge game coming December 4th. Now let's go ahead and jump into – actually, I look back at my picks. I had Georgia, A&M, Mississippi State, and Kentucky, all of those pretty even just because I knew those are all winners, and those are all winners. Those are – games against teams that shouldn't matter. Bama over 58.5 is what I took in this one with Alabama with the win. Sure enough, that one hits. Boom, boom. Got a couple wins there. I took Auburn over 44.5. Check this out. Doesn't hit. 38. 38 is where that one hit. Under, and I took Auburn. So, boom, boom. Couple of losses there. That Alabama and Auburn game, those discontinue each other. Then I took Florida. Florida absolutely letting us up there again. There's another loss. Then I took Ole Miss. That one turns out pretty good. Tennessee and LSU, all of those end up pulling off. So just three losses on the weekend, so ended up being a pretty good weekend as far as that goes. Now, let's jump into the week 13, the rivalry game week, the biggest games of the season. Not only, well, I guess not necessarily the biggest games of the season, but the ones that matter the most of the time for these rivalries coming into this one. Now, let's start it off on Friday. I guess technically we need to start it on Thanksgiving. You got the Egg Bowl. Number 9, Ole Miss, Mississippi State. Pretty good matchup possibly coming up here on Thanksgiving. Not too sure. Not too sure how I feel about it because Mississippi State, if they show up the way that they have in some games, they could win it. But if Ole Miss shows up the way that they have in some games, they could win it. This really could go kind of either way. in the end, I think Ole Miss is going to be able to take care of business. I feel like they should pick it up. But don't sleep on Will Rogers, because that dude, he's a stud. He's a stud. He's got a great arm, has had a really, really good turn of the last part of this season, putting up a lot of yards, kind of putting his name in for a little bit of Heisman contention there. So something to kind of keep an eye on there Thursday. For Thanksgiving, you get to watch that one late, 7:30 on ESPN. Should be a pretty good game there. Then we jump over to Friday, the day after that. You got it 3:30 on CBS. You got Missouri and Arkansas, both teams bowl-bound. 6-5 Missouri, 7-4 Arkansas. Should be a good one. Arkansas, 14.5-point favorite coming into this one. Really, it could kind of go either way, I guess. But we'll talk about that, I guess, kind of coming up. Missouri, kind of coming off a high after the way things have gone, obviously beating Arkansas or Florida last week. That helps a lot for them. Arkansas, if they can continue the way that they played against Alabama next week, this should be a really good game for Arkansas. I kind of like the way that Treylon Burks and I call them the Burks guys there at Arkansas, and then KJ Jefferson, they've been playing really well, really well. If they can kind of continue that into this one, they'll be looking good and looking at an 8-win season coming into the 2021 season. Then we get down to the Saturday slate at 12 o'clock on ABC. You got Georgia and Georgia Tech. That one shouldn't be too much of a worry. Georgia should take care of business there. Did you see the big guy score, Jordan Davis, on offense against Charleston Southern? Again, it was against Charleston Southern, but it was kind of cool to see that for Georgia there against Georgia Tech last week. Then you got Florida State, Florida. This is the one I was talking about, 12 o'clock ESPN. Florida is a 3-point favorite. Both teams are 5-6. This determines who is going to a bowl and who is not. This determines if your season ends here or if you get one more game coming up in December. Again, both teams 5-6. This is a very good opportunity for Florida to pick it back up. They will be without a defensive coordinator and without a head coach, but if their players are still part of this team, they will fight and try to beat Florida State. If they're not, they'll lay down and go to sleep, and I guarantee you Florida State is doing all they can to win this one. They are going to bring everything they've got to Gainesville, to the Swamp, to try to take down Florida here, and Florida is very, very vulnerable. This is either going to be a time where Florida steps up and decides to play football and decides they still want to be a part of this program, or again, they just lay down and take the shot to the head and Florida State comes in here and takes them out. Should be a good one there. The Iron Bowl, 3:30 CBS, one of the biggest rivalries in the SEC, number 3 Alabama, taking on Auburn. It is at Jordan-Hare, but like I said earlier, it doesn't matter where this game is. It doesn't matter who or where you're ranked in these rankings. Either team can win at either place. That one again at 3:30, primetime CBS, Alabama, 20.5-point favorite. And again, I think if Bo Nix was still playing, if his ankle wasn't broken, this could be an opportunity for Auburn to stun. But with it being TJ Finley, I'm not too certain about this. I think that is why that line is as high as it is. Jump down 15 minutes later there at 3:45 SEC Network. You got Vandy in Tennessee playing. Oh, yeah, okay, it is in Knoxville, Neyland. 6-5 Tennessee, they're bowl bound. Again, Vandy, unfortunately not. Tennessee, 31.5-point favorite. Don't really anticipate Vandy keeping this one too close. Maybe closer than that 31.5, though, so that is something to kind of keep an eye on. You know, I've talked about that in the past where I think Vandy plays with a chip on their shoulder. They may play with a little one here, but I don't think it's going to be that big. Then you got 7 o'clock ESPN. Again, a game that went down to the wire a few years ago. One of the longest games I've ever seen. Most awesome games to sit there and witness, too. Also, it was awesome. Number 15, Texas A&M, 8-3. Traveling to Baton Rouge for a night game, 7 o'clock on ESPN against LSU, 5-6. LSU, it's going to take an upset here to be able to go to a bowl game. A&M is a 6.5-point favorite. It's kind of wild to me that LSU keeps getting these night games. Number one team in the country in Georgia, you're going to hear me die on this hill because LSU's got all these night games. Georgia, number one team in the country, has only gotten one all season. But it is what it is. Let's see if Max Johnson can bring the team of LSU into light here, as it'll either be Edo's last game or they can pull off one more for him to coach in a bowl game. But probably going to end up being the end of LSU and Ed Ogeron's tenure there. Following this one in Baton Rouge. Jumping down, 7:30 SEC Network. I've heard a lot of people call for South Carolina to upset Clemson here. Again, South Carolina already bowl bound, so they got one more game after this. But Clemson, 11.5-point favorite. It is at Williams-Brice Stadium there in Columbia, South Carolina. So South Carolina does get the home field advantage. Will they be able to knock off Clemson? They've done it before. It's been a little while. It'd be cool and crazy to see that happen here. But, I've heard a lot of people call for it. I think even Roman Harper there on the SEC Network was calling for South Carolina to upset Clemson and upset them big. He says, double digits. but barely. So I'm thinking he thinks they win by 10. We'll see. It should be a good one. This one's the kind of strange one here at Louisville. 7 o'clock, ESPN2, Cardinal Stadium, Kentucky traveling to Louisville. Kentucky 8-3 this year. Louisville 6-5. Louisville's a 3-point favorite at the house. 3-point favorite at the house. I think if this is a neutral side, it's an even matchup. I don't know why. I think Kentucky is coming for blood in this game. I think they're coming for blood, and I think they're going to get it. I think they're going to put up a lot of points, a lot of yardage in this one. I know Malik Cunningham, quarterback there at LSU, or Louisville, excuse me. I know he is what he is, but, hey, Will Levis, Chris Rod, Wandale Robinson, don't sleep on them. I think they're going to put a game together and take Louisville out pretty handily in this one. Now, they could make me eat my words, but if they do, hey, congrats up to them. So into the picks for this week. Thursday, give me Ole Miss. On Friday, give me Arkansas. I need to write these down. I say this every week, and I generally always forget about it. Hey, look at here. I do have a pen. Let me write these down real quick. I will take Ole Miss. I'll take Arkansas. I will take Georgia. Matter of fact, I'm going to take Georgia minus 35 as well. I think Georgia takes that. Florida State, Florida. I know I'm an SEC guy, supposed to be SEC, but I'm pulling for FSU on this one. I think FSU takes it. So give me FSU, and obviously, well, I guess that doesn't matter. Just give me FSU in this one. Alabama and Auburn. Give me Alabama. I don't think without Bo Nix, Auburn's going to keep this one quite as close. Vandy and Tennessee. Give me Tennessee. LSU and A&M. Give me A&M. Clemson, South Carolina. Give me South Carolina. Just kidding. I think Clemson's going to take that one. Plus, that makes Georgia's record look a little bit better. And then give me Kentucky. Give me Kentucky. Obviously, that's laying that plus 3. That's my picks on the week. I don't have anything other than that. Let me just look back. Those are the big games. Now, let's look at some of the games around the country because there are some big ones in the top 25 that can shake some stuff coming up that you got coming up here. Thursday, let's see. Again, it's just the Egg Bowl Thursday. Friday, a couple of games, Iowa, Nebraska. I've been saying this all year. Nebraska's eventually got to knock somebody off. Why not let it be Iowa? Why not let it be Iowa? Iowa, crazy that they were number 2 team in the country earlier in the season. I don't think they're all that good. Nebraska's been right on the verge and just has not been able to clean up the game and end it against some teams. I think this is a game where Nebraska comes in and sweeps Iowa off their feet and just takes them out for the rest of the season. Then you got Boise State and San Diego State. Missouri, Arkansas, which we talked about. Cincinnati, East Carolina. Kind of surprised some people are pulling East Carolina in this one. I just think Cincinnati takes care of business. North Carolina, NC State. That one could be a good one at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Then we get to the Saturday slate. The big one at 12 o'clock on Fox. You do get to see this one early at least. That's number 2 versus number 5. Number 2, Ohio State versus number 5, Michigan. Ohio State is a 7-point favorite. That line is slowly but surely falling. That one is at Ann Arbor in Michigan, so should be a really good game there. This again could decide a lot. If Ohio State shows up the way that they did against Michigan State last week, Michigan doesn't stand a chance. In this game, Michigan's defense has to be elite, and their offense has to be able to move the ball against an Ohio State offense who is probably the best in the country right now. That's a big one. Wake Forest, Boston College, that one's going to be a good one at 12 o'clock on ESPN2. Oregon, Oregon State, that one could be a good one, 3:30 ESPN. Penn State, Michigan State, I think that one will also be a good one. Penn State, even though they aren't ranked, number 12, Michigan State. Penn State is a 2-point favorite in that one, 3:30 on ABC. Number 14, Wisconsin at Minnesota. Watch out. Watch out. This one in Minneapolis. The Gophers could take down Wisconsin in this one, even though they are 7-point favorites. That's at 4 o'clock on Fox. Bedlam, 7:30 ABC. You got number 10 Oklahoma traveling to Stillwater to take on number 7 Oklahoma State. Again, Oklahoma State has been my underdog team of the year. They are 4.5-point favorite coming into this one. Notre Dame and Stanford. Notre Dame should take care of business. BYU, USC to round it out at 10:30 on ESPN. That is the biggest games around the country. I'm looking forward to it. A lot of rivalry games coming up this weekend. I'm going to make this short, sweet, and simple. We've got Thanksgiving coming up again. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. Hope you all have a great and happy Thanksgiving. Eat a lot. Eat enough for me. Eat enough for you. And really looking forward to that coming up with time with family. So let's wrap it up here. Rivalry week is coming right up, coming at you. Make sure you guys eat a lot and have a good time again. Subscribe and follow wherever you guys listen. Support the show if you want. Try to check back in on you guys on Monday. Again, happy Thanksgiving.